Well, welcome, folks, to another beautiful, restful day as we celebrate the Lord in service together in fellowship, Lord. Fellowship is so important. And well, I've got a great fellowship, a group of people here, and all those that are listening as well. Over the past few months, my thoughts have been considering two statements. The first one is faith is standing on the promises of God. Faith is standing on the promises of God. The second one is righteousness. Righteousness is believing in the promises of the Lord. So we got those two. Faith is standing on the promises of the Lord, and righteousness is believing the promises of the Lord. Both of these statements came to me when my lovely, wonderful, prayerful wife and I were having devotions using David Wilkerson's book on devotions. God told Israel to remember what he had done for them. My question to us today, do we remember what God has done for us? We have some people in here a little bit older. We don't have any young children here today. But stop to think. Go back. What has God done for you? We need to remember that. God has seen us through. I could go through many things in my life where I says God saw me through it. Whether I was serving the Lord at the time or not made little difference. God saw me through it and brought me to where I'm at today. So remember, even in those difficult times when you weren't serving the Lord is watching over you. He's watching over our children. Praise the Lord. We need to take time to reflect on what God has done for us. Put aside the smartphone for a few minutes. Your life will go on without it, okay? And reflect on what God has done for you. Your smartphone will survive outside of your hands, believe it or not. Trust me, it will survive. Go put it on the charger and let it be recharged so you can take time to recharge your life. We need to recharge our lives daily. If we recharge ourselves as much as we recharge our phones, I think we'd have a little better love and relationship with the Lord. While mentioning smartphones, I highly suggest, as a part of your family life, you take an evening out every week for family. Put the TV aside, put the computer aside, put the cell phone aside, and just spend time with family. I learned this through the Shabbat and the Jewish faith. On Friday nights, no phone was allowed. Matter of fact, Dr. Hansen took his phone out as we were the Shabbat, and the gal just looked, put that away. This is Shabbat. This is family night. And we played some games and did other things. But it was a time just for family. Yes. And in this day and age that we're living in, we need to take time for family. Satan is out there trying to destroy the family. You know that, and I know that. So we need to take time together. Now I'll get back to the message. Okay, got that a little out of the way. Anyway, standing and trusting in the promises of God. What does the word trust mean? The Hebrew Old Testament has many meanings for the word trust. It's having hope, to flee for protection, to trust, to be confident, to find refuge, to find security, assurance, and faithfulness. In the Greek, New Testament has various words for trust as well. Agreeing, confidence, obeying, I underlined that one, yielding, making friendships, committing to faith, and trusting in your faith. I know that all of us here believe in Jesus. We really have faith in Jesus. But do we really trust him? Do we trust his promises? That's the question. I know we say, I trust in the Lord. Wouldn't it be wonderful if married couples, that's man and wife, and these are the only two genders, would stand on the promises that they made to each other in their vow to get married? Divorce would be out of the question. Joy and peace would be in their home and their family. True joy and peace comes only when the Holy Spirit reigns in your family, period. That's the only way we can have peace and joy, is allowing the Holy Spirit to reign in our lives. But of course we know we have an enemy out there that's trying to destroy families and Christianity. It's interesting over the years when I grew up how the family, basic, the man did the work normally. The mother stayed at home and raised the children. My mother was a busy lady. She had four children. She had a husband. And she had to cook the meals. She had to do the housework. She had to do the cleaning. She was a busy lady. Now what happens in our homes? Two people have to work to provide the money that it takes to own a home. By the way, stop to think about that. The enemy knew what he was doing here, to break up the families. It's been going on for a long time, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. Many families don't even eat together anymore. I won't go into the story about that with my daughter, but and her friend, and she said, well, I'll go say it anyway. She came and said, do you always eat together? It kind of shook me a little bit. I said, you know, families eat together. That's normal. But if I go around and ask a lot of people that I know, how often do you as a family eat together? It's shocking. So we know that we are at war, and even our government right now is at war with Christianity. If you follow the news, they're trying to shut down prayer. They shut down prayer in the Bible in school. And now they're trying to shut down going on the street and reading the Bible or speaking to people. That's the war that we're in. Question mark. Do we really believe the Bible's promises? By the way, does anybody know how many promises there are in the Bible? There was a man from Canada, a school teacher. He had read the Bible 27 times, and he spent 1.5 years determining what are the promises in the Bible. He came up with 8,810 promises in the Bible. 8,810 promises. Now, 7,484 are promises of God to us, God to man. 7,484. Then there's another 991, which is one man to another. That's from you to your friend, to you to your wife, whoever the case may be. And then there's 209 man to God that we promise to God. If we will do this, we promise. And then two of them are God to his son. Promises like this, Hebrews 13:5. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Deuteronomy 6. I will not fail nor forsake thee. Fear not. Isaiah 54. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Isaiah 41. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I am the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, and say unto thee, fear not, I will help you. Psalms 118. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. By the way, this is the center of the Bible, putting your trust in the Lord. I would like to kind of add a little bit to this passage because we're talking about the promises of God. It is better to trust in the promises of the Lord than to put confidence in the promises of man. It is better to trust in the promises of the Lord than put confidence in the promises of man. I believe we as individuals in the church at large have turned from trusting in the promises of the Lord and to trusting in ourselves, our intellect, and our prosperity. We do not need the Lord. There's many people who, why do we need the Lord? I've got everything I need. I've got my intelligence, I got my job, I got my money, I got my houses. I think that's about to change. Understand, our peace and our joy always depends on our trust in the promises of the Lord. Remember that just saying, I trust in the Lord completely, is not enough. I have to prove it over and over in my life. Trust has to be proven. The enemy will always, always attempt to destroy your trust in the Lord. Always. Satan will always, always cause us to not believe in the promises of God. He is a liar, the author of sickness, the author of death. Trust is a continuing aspect of our lives each and every day. Each and every day, we must purpose in our heart to trust his promises in spite of what the day may bring. For those who totally trust the Lord and his promises know exactly what I mean. But God, through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can have the victory over the enemy. The power of the Holy Spirit. That is the most important things we have to think about, is the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts that God has given us through the Holy Spirit. Psalms 91. My wife and I have been praying this psalm every morning in devotions for many, many years. Tremendous promises. I'm going to read it slowly and let it soak in. Let it soak in. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. If we abide in the Lord, we shall be under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. He's my fortress. Is He your fortress? Is He your God? In Him you will trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisy pestilence. How many want to be delivered from the noisy pestilence and the fowler? We all do. Amen. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. God will protect us. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lies waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall on thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shall they behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Listen here. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. If we stood on the promises of God, COVID would not have touched us. It would not have touched us. God would protect us. If we truly believed in the promises of God, it says, no evil will befall thee, and neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That's why we didn't need to take the shot. We didn't have to get involved in that. If you trusted in the Lord. But who did we trust in? I mean, I didn't take the shot, so I won't say that. But the people basically said, the government says, if you don't take this, you will die. Oh boy, who wants to die? Well, the Lord says, die to yourself, and then you don't worry about that. But anyway, people will fear. Fear. God says, don't fear. Don't fret. Yet that fear made people take it. And I just read the article of the day that 1 out of 800 people that took the shot have died. Nation around the world. Fear. Thou shalt no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come upon thy dwelling. For He has given His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. God is there with His angels to protect you. I could go into many stories where God has protected me from death. I was born and raised in a farm, and I won't go into the things. I just, one of the stories is that I was taking a hay rack. Where you have a hay rack, you got these big bales, you got the fork come down, it picks up 8 bales at a time, and it goes up there, and you stand on the hay rack, and you're going up there, watching it, and then it goes into the barn. Well, when I got up there, it tripped, and I got all those bales coming down to me. My mother saw it. Dad was up in the barn. It hit the rack. I jumped, backflipped off the top of the hay rack onto the ground. I heard my dad say, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay, but your hay rack is broken. I mean, if I gotten hit by those, I don't know where I'd be today. Fell out of a hay mow. I missed the grinder down below, which would cut my back wide open. My wife and I were driving a car one day, and a lady driving in front of me slowed me down. I got a little bit upset. Forgive me, Lord. Got a little bit upset. Because of that, a car came over the other side, upside down, and would have landed on top of my car. Remember what God does for you. I mean, little things. God has seen us through. So when you get down in the dumps, just sit down and say, God, show me what, bring to my memory what you've done for me. What you've done for me. They shall bear up in their hands, and thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the otter, the young lion and the dragon, thou shalt trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. God's going to raise you up, put you on high. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him. I'll be with you in trouble. I will deliver you from your troubles and honor him. God's going to honor us. Wow. That's amazing. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show us his salvation. If we honor father and mother, God says, you will have a long life. Why is some of the people nowadays, especially young people, not living a long life? Are they honoring father and mother? Now you know, fathers and mothers may not be correct all the time, but you can still honor them and give respect to them. And God says in his promise, if you do that, you'll have long life. I have respected my parents. I'm 82 years old. My oldest brother respected our parents. He lived to be 93. I got another brother that's living, he's 90 years old. A lot of this has to do with the fact that we respected our parents. And most of you that grew up in here grew up under the deal where you were told to respect your parents, to respect your school teacher. If I got in trouble in school and the teacher came after me and called my parents up, the worst was going home. What the school did was something, nothing. When you got home, my parents respected the teacher. But things have changed drastically in our culture. And so I'm very thankful to the Lord. In David Wilkerson's book, an April 21st devotional, it says, my promises is all that you need. Faith is demanding. It demands that once we hear God's word, we are to obey it with no other evidence to direct us. It does not matter how big our obstacles may be, how impossible our circumstances. We are to believe his word and act on it with no other proof to go on. God says, my promise is all that you need. Like every generation before us, we also wonder, Lord, why am I faced with this test? It's beyond my comprehension. You have allowed so many things in my life that make no sense. Anybody can understand that or go through that? Why is there no explanation why I'm going through? Why is my soul troubled, so filled with great trials? Hear me again. The demands of faith are totally unreasonable to mankind. So how does the Lord answer our cries? He sends his word, reminding us of the promise, simply saying, simply obey me and trust my word to you. He accepts no excuse, no matter how impossible the circumstances may be. Please do not misunderstand me. Our God is a loving Father. He does not allow his people to suffer for no reason. We know he has at disposal all the power and willingness to make every problem and heartbreak go away. He can merely speak a word and rid us of all trials and struggles. Yet the fact is, God does not show us how or when he's going to fulfill the promise to us. Why? He does not owe us any explanation when he has already given it to us. He's given us the answer. He has given everything we need for life and godliness in his Son. He is all we need for every situation that life throws. God is going to stand on his word and always be ready to reveal it. Believe it and obey it. Going now, I'm going to have my wife come up here, my wonderful, prayerful wife. She's going to come up with me, and we're going to sing the song, Standing on the Promises of God. Trust and obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear. Can we abide in, we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way but to trust in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but it is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. Thank you, love, so much. She doesn't usually get on a television and the programs. She did a great job. My wonderful, lovely wife, I tell you. I wished everybody had a wife like her, that you would be so blessed. It's amazing. But the reason that being, once again, is the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we made a commitment and a vow, till death do us part. And if you really live that commitment in your family, you will have peace. You will have joy, because God promised to see us through. The promises of God. Again, I say, stand on his promises. Just don't say, I trust and believe. Devil says, I trust, I believe. I believe who Jesus is. He knows him. But he doesn't stand on God's promises. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing. So stand on his promises. Not just to trust his promises or believe his promises, but to stand on them, to walk under them, to follow them. You can go online someplace and look up all the promises of God. I have a little book here that I've had for a long time, another David Wilkerson's book, My Favorite Faith-Building Promises. Just a few, not 7,000. But stop to think about the promises of God. God will always honor his promises. Man may not, but God will. Trust and obey. What a wonderful song. But the end of that song, it says, we will walk his side in the way. We will say what he will do. He will send us, we will go. Or where he send us, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. When times are tough, repeat his promises. When times are good, thank him for his promises. Amen. Be thankful. Amen. But always remember, give the glory to the Lord. Don't take any glory for yourself. Always give glory to God. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises that you've given us, Lord. Let us be very faithful and true and trust totally in your promises, Lord. And allow the Holy Spirit to work in us to give us the guidance and direction that we need so that we can receive the promises of God. We can live a life of joy and peace and holiness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.